Opinionated Marketers,
a podcast from Cambridge Marketing College.
Hello and welcome to Opinionated Marketers with Charles Nixon and me, Kieran Kapoor. Charles, you have been very excited by something called Future Crunch, 99 good news stories from 2021.
Yes, I'm not quite sure I ever get very excited. Excited would be as far as I will go. Essentially speaking, we see too many bad stories. We constantly talk about too many negative issues. And as Hans Roslin said in his Factless book, there are so many good stories and so many positive things around, they just get drowned out by the media. So when I came across this, I thought it was very, very interesting. And so it's really is quite a large number of good stories. But on the basis that last year was really dominated by COVID, there were a lot of things that were going on which were positive, not least of which was that actually we delivered, I say we, the planet delivered 9 billion doses of vaccine. I mean, that is an astonishing number and tremendous logistics. You know, when you think about the fact that the vaccine hadn't even been created the year before, I mean, we are now talking about, you know, significant infrastructure. We also talk about the fact that China eliminated malaria, as did El Salvador. The Gambia became the third African country to eliminate trachoma. There are huge numbers of medical stories which just went under the radar. And I think that these are things that definitely need to be thought about. There's also a report about, you know, reductions in smoking. The fact that The Lancet said that deworming initiatives in sub-Saharan Africa have, in the last two decades, had reduced the cases of worms from 44% in 2000 to 13% in 2019. A huge win for underrated public health stories. So there are a lot here, and I've picked out those on the medical side, but there's quite a few good stories on conservation and regeneration. And there are also quite a few good stories when we come to look at the environment and human rights. So I would recommend Future Crunch to anyone. What did you particularly find interesting?
I loved the one about India having the largest public health insurance scheme in the world, which provides free healthcare to 500 million people. I always find anything to do with India and China, the numbers of population just sort of tend to blow your mind. And then in 2021, they actually doubled the budget from 1% to 2% of GDP. Now, I remember all the fuss with America with Obamacare, and it dragged on, and we kept following it here about whether they was going to get it through or whether he wasn't and what the issues were. I don't remember hearing anything about the Indian public health insurance scheme, and yet it's a huge story.
It is, and it's not what one would typically, you know, from a fairly prejudicial viewpoint, say, well, this is one of the things that they're doing. And, you know, that's the same sort of thing, almost like a Beveridge report in 1944 in this country. You know, the national insurance or health insurance is a major step forward. The other thing that I noted down was that the Mississippi is now the cleanest it has been in America for more than a century, with pollution down to 1% of what it was in 1980. I do find that it's you have to hunt for these types of stories, and that's a shame. I think we should be reporting them more.
It is, because, I mean, the 27 of the 99, 27 is a comprehensive plastic ban that went into effect in China. Now, I sort of vaguely remember hearing about that, but I certainly didn't hear that the Maldives is looking to completely eliminate single-use plastics. New Zealand is going to phase out single-use plastics. India again. These are stories from places we just don't seem to report from sufficiently here. I know everything was dominated by COVID. I mean, I do get, and I was probably as bad as everybody else, just sort of constantly reading about COVID because it made one feel a little bit safer that you knew what was going on. Kazakhstan abolished the death penalty. That was another one that just caught my eye. There's also some things around traffic and encouraging people not to use cars, which I think is from a marketing perspective, is really, really interesting, because Barcelona announced a new scheme to give citizens free unlimited public transport for 3 years in return for giving up their private vehicles. That says there's a huge amount of marketing and public health information that must have gone into that. And again, I've not seen anything about that in the marketing press, but there must have been campaigns to explain what they were doing and why they were doing it.
Yes, and that was one of the ones I was going to pick out, because it goes alongside the French legislation, which says that advertising of cars from March of this year will also have to have a caveat in it that there are alternative means of transport. You don't have to use your car, which does have car manufacturers rather complaining. But it is a significant change in the way in which government actions are looking at nudge techniques to move people away from polluting activities, cars and transport being the obvious one here. And I think it is perhaps a future trend that one might want to consider, how different methods will be used in marketing to change people's behaviours away from what might be considered bad behaviours, polluting behaviours or environmentally damaging behaviours, as we go through 2022.
So the other one, the final one that actually caught my eye, which was an environmental one, was the fact that China has announced that the giant panda is no longer endangered, which is just one of those little sort of nuggets that comes in this that just made me laugh. But come back to your point, I do think there's some huge marketing messages in here. Not least, I think we all get caught up with the doom and gloom. Even when we're talking about we're going to be sustainable, we tend to go, you know, isn't it awful? So we're trying to do our little bit. Whereas maybe we should be hooking some of our marketing messages onto some of these really good stories.
Yes, I would agree with you. There is a natural cynicism, unfortunately, that's been engendered. And I think, again, I would come back to the media as the cause of that. 3 years ago, Pakistan said it was going to launch a 10 billion tree plan to reforest vast swathes of its deforest aspects of its country. And most people scoffed at it. But they've planted 1.5 billion trees in the last 3 years. Now, that's amazing. And, you know, it shows that activity has been going on the climate front. And indeed, certainly, I think from one other source, which is the SAMI organization, reported that the amount of pledges for investment in COP26 has been significant. And much of those are now being actually fulfilled. So I think that there is a lot of things that we need to look at on the positive side, and maybe perhaps on a going forward, opinionated marketers we'll have a look more at the positive aspects of what we can do as marketers, as well as discussing some of the more negative sides.
Can I finish on one absolutely fun one that really caught my eye, possibly because I come from a financial services background? The fact that Goldman Sachs has said that financial markets have started pricing in climate risk, effectively creating their own carbon price, is, I think, one of the most significant things here, because that suggests that big capital really is starting to realise that you cannot just ignore the environmental impact. And alongside a lot of really exciting things that have practically happened, like you said, the planting of the trees, there is something that suggests that things really are fundamentally changing in the sort of the overall financial space.
Yes, and I quite agree. It is when you get those financial imperatives that things start to move and you realise it's been accepted. Yes, a very interesting set. So please do have a look at Future Crunch. Thank you very much for listening. And we'll be back next week.
Thanks, Charles.
Like and subscribe to this feed for more podcast content.
From Cambridge Marketing College.